Grace Trades Your Place, a Friday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 5. Out by loving more people. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. He could no longer publicly enter a town, but stayed out in secluded places, Mark 1:45. Imagine finding a spot on your hand. No big deal, maybe it's a bud bite. Then the next day it grows. You know the rules. A spreading skin disease may equal you being quarantined for years, so you hide it. It starts spreading to your neck and face, so much so that you have to go get it checked out. Your worst nightmare comes true. You have an incurable disease and now must live outside of your village as an outcast. You may never kiss your wife or hug your kids ever again. Could there be anything worse than sitting on a hillside during your birthday and watching your kids play a football field away? They wave and you wave, but they can't see the tears in your eyes. Then one day, you take a bold step and ask a man that you've heard can work miracles to heal you, and he does. What's the first thing you do? Run home to hug and kiss your family, then go have the first meal on that same hillside, together. But as you are walking to that same spot you've watched your kids play for years, you see the one that healed you. But he's now out by himself, lonely and in the distance. That's when you realize he did more than heal you, he traded places with you. In the ultimate act of grace, Jesus traded places with the outcast, taking upon himself the isolation and rejection meant for another. This act goes beyond healing. It's a profound demonstration of compassion and love. Jesus showed us that grace is about more than just forgiveness. It's about stepping into the messiness of life with others, willing to trade our comfort for their healing. Don't forget, this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to bless at least 3 people with a kind word, random act of kindness, or gift. Put others first. Last but not least is your 2 prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. Then the disciples went away by themselves in a boat to a remote area to rest. But many people recognized them and saw them leaving, and people from many towns ran ahead along the shore and got there ahead of them. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy food." But Jesus said, "You feed them." "With what?" they asked. "We'd have to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all these people." "How much bread do you have?" he asked. "Go and find out." They came back and reported, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." Then Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 50 or 100. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. He also divided the fish for everyone to share. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftover bread and fish. A total of 5,000 men and their families were fed. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 21 through 31. I can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it, and if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Here are some of the parts God has appointed for the church. First are apostles, second are prophets, third are teachers, then those who do miracles, those who have the gift of healing, those who can help others, those who have the gift of leadership, those who speak in unknown languages. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.